Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
That's us. Clap, clap, riot. 10 years.
I know, right?
Do you say like 10 fucking years like that? Or when you think about that, how does it feel?
It feels, it feels really weird. as I was saying to Bridge before, it's not really often that a lot of bands kind of will stick together for 10
mates?
Years. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the reason why we are still a band, is the fact that we're actually all really good friends. And that makes a really big difference. But it's cool. But it's weird, especially when I've been digging through photos of us from 10 years ago. As I was also saying, I think age has been good to us, because 10 years ago, so we...
Are you saying everyone looks better now than...
That's
all
I was going to ask. Still quite slim?
Yeah, I still think we're the same. It's the same build, but we just... Yeah, I don't know. We just
better style now.
Oh, definitely, definitely better style. If I actually, I'll show you a picture of us 10 years ago, and I guarantee you, you'll probably definitely agree with me.
Okay.
Text in 5395 your fond memories of Clap Clap Riot, by the way. This is Tristan that we're talking to here, the bass player. We've got
correct.
The bass here.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's pretty straightforward, the instruments in the band, eh? It's like your standard band setup, isn't it?
Yeah, so drums, bass. I mean, we started off just with the basic, two guitars, bass, drums, and vocals. And then as we, continued on with our music, we decided to add keyboards.
Right on.
And so now live, we're a five piece. But yeah, I guess you're right, and just we are that sort of generic.
But all the right instruments to make the musics.
Exactly.
You've selected a few tunes for us. What was the agenda you ended up going with? We kind of went freeform, and then we were suggesting that it might be better if there is some kind of direction. So if you wanted to pick a theme last minute and select some tunes, go for it.
Well, so when I got told about this, the interview, and that I had to choose five songs, I kind of thought I'd go with the early to mid 2000s indie rock vibe.
The powerful time.
Yeah, and so your bands like Block Party, Interpol, and just there was that time in the mid 2000s where all of those bands were, and the Strokes.
Did you go to Block Party recently?
I didn't, but I did see them a while ago when they played at the Telstra Clare Event Centre in Monaco.
Right.
Yeah, which was quite a long time ago.
I went to that one.
Yeah.
They got moved out there after the St. James caught on
fire. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
All right, so straight to the top. This is She's Hearing Voices by Block Party.
Hey!
were just deciding whether we go into the next one or have a chat, and I decided to play the next one, and now we're having a chat over it. That was Block Party. This is the Mint Chicks. This is the last chance. Oh, no, sorry. This is your last chance to be famous, my love. What does this track mean to you, Tristan, real quick, in 20 seconds?
I just love the Mint Chicks. Yes. Yeah, that's and Craziest Thumb, though, is a brilliant record. And
powerful.
Yeah.
Very nice. That was under 20 seconds, though.
That is the Mint Chicks.
As chosen by Tristan of Clap Clap Riot. Well done. Good track.
Thank you.
Good band. We were just reminiscing on Shads, mate. And you were mentioning that Clap Clap Riot has graced the Shads stage. Shadows Bar and Grill.
We did.
Is it called Shadows Bar and Grill? It's not, is it? What am I doing?
Shadows Bar and Grill.
I've got big plans. Big plans for Shadows. Well, sorry, mate. Carry on about your Shads. Let's hear about the Shads. Back in the
day. Don't actually remember much, to be honest.
They were serving rump steak at the time.
But, we had a gig there. We played with another band, and I can't quite remember who it was. But what I do remember is at the end of the night, we were actually packing our gear up. And there's an elevator there, right?
Yes. If you're lucky, you can use it.
Yeah, so we use the elevator to obviously get our gear back to the cars. And then as we went to come back up, the bouncer was like, no, sorry, closed. You can't come in. And I tried to explain to him, I was like, hey man, we have to get our gear, we just played it.
Yeah, I've got
He's like, no,
the
bar's closed, you have to come back tomorrow. And so I started to get a bit upset.
As you would. Well, you don't want to leave your guitar lying around or whatever, eh? Like, that's a bad bus.
Yeah, not at Shadows either. No. But yeah, he got quite aggressive and didn't get heated. Like, I thought he was going to, like, kind of sock me, but...
John was saying it's cleaned up. Shadows has since cleaned up since then, but also it's gone back a little bit more grubby
as
well.
It has regressed a bit.
It's gone through... Obviously, just like the Earth, it goes through cycles.
Mm. Are the bouncers nice now, though?
Oh, yeah, the bouncers are great.
Our bouncers are supposed to be nice, though. They're, like, got to be quite militant. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to be a nice bouncer. It's like, how do you be a good car ticketer, you know, kind of thing?
Parking warden?
You're just doing your job. Go out, have a pie, come back. All right.
Well, I'm glad we took a walk down Shadows memory lane. Now, what are the songs you have in this list of tunes for us to play? Tristan, I noticed we've got some Arctic Monkeys here in the system.
Yeah, so what song did I choose? It was
Fake Tales of
San Francisco, which is from their very first record. And I guess if the song was to have a meaning of some sort, I would guess... at the time when this album came out, I remember it just being so fresh and nothing really at the time sounded...
A tight little band, eh? A tight, nuggety little band.
Yeah, and nothing really sounded like it at the time. Mm. And I really like the lyrics of this song as
super,
well.
Super matter-of-fact style of vocal.
Yeah, exactly.
Really rare.
So all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
Shit, yeah. Arctic Monkeys, Fake Tales of San Francisco. What a beaut. You've actually, you're in a total zone now because you're going to play some Strokes next. And these two bands are basically just cruising around conquering the planet for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They were.
Who do you put at the top of the heap when it comes to mid-early 2000s bands?
Oh, Well, to be honest, like when I think about that, in terms of like a band that maybe influenced Clap Crab Riot in the early days, I would probably say the someone like Block Party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that those first two albums they released. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for the rest of the guys, but I...
We don't want to cause a rift.
Yeah, it's but been they were definitely they were definitely a big influence on the sort of the music we were writing in our early days. Man. But then again, also bands like The Strokes and the Arctic Monkeys. But
what's the intention? Is it obviously it was to make people dance, right? Because this is like, because you were saying, but you used to, you guys were down in Christchurch and you play a lot of house parties and stuff. It would just be quite fucking gnarly, like just beer on the ceiling and stuff like that. I can imagine it'd be pretty wild.
Yeah, so we'd play these gigs, and then we'd just go to a party afterwards, and then there'd just be bands and stuff playing there. And so, as I was saying to you before, that Mintrix record, Craziest Dumb No, kind of brings back memories of that for some reason, but that's just me.
Like, yeah, yeah. But when you guys are writing tunes, is it just you want people to dance, or what's the vibe?
I guess we just want people to sing and dance, which I think should be
forefront of music.
Yeah,
in a performance sense, I guess.
Yeah. If you want people to sing and dance to your music, either, and if you can get them to do that, then I guess you can call it good music.
Right on.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that, you know. I'm going to use classical music as an example. Like, if it's well arranged and composed, you can definitely sing and dance to that.
Yeah.
Agreed. Amazing. So, shall we jump into this?
New York City Cops. I think this. I'm pretty sure this was only released in Europe. I don't think this came out on the American pressing.
New Zealand. It was just after 9/11.
They were actually really more bigger and like they were way bigger in Europe than they were in America. Strokes when it first kicked off. Strangely. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Here we go. New York City Cops by The Strokes. Yeah. I think there's a snort rail sound at the end of this track as well. Just saying.
Yeah.
iconic band. Now, Tristan from Clap Clap Riot, now that the band's 10 years old, what are you going to do to mark this occasion? Are you going out to play some gigs?
Do you all get a watch or a tattoo or something?
I wish. Yeah. So, obviously, we're going to go on tour.
You're starting from Dunedin and working up.
Yes. So, this week, Friday, we're playing in Dunedin at the Captain Cook Hotel. So, on the 15th, and then we're playing the next day on the Saturday in Christchurch at Blue Smoke. And yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but we're all originally from Christchurch. So
right on.
Yeah, Christchurch is always a...
Still got a fair bit of family down there?
Most of our family is like... I know most of the other guys in the band have family down there, but most of mine is sort of spread out.
Right on.
Well, I mean, we still have a few friends there, but most of our Christchurch friends all live up here now. So,
So you're hitting Old Mate Whammy Bar on March 23rd, playing with the Daffodils.
Correct.
I'm just having a look. See, you're playing with the rest of the country. Is that nailed down yet, or is that kind of like?
What's that? Sorry.
Do you know who you're playing with in Dunedin, and Christchurch, and Wellington?
Dunedin is hasn't been confirmed, but we do have someone. Auckland, we're playing with Daffodils.
Nice.
In Wellington, we're playing with Interzena.
Earth to Zena.
Earth to Zena.
They're fantastic. Yeah. Do you know them?
I do not.
Oh, they're really good. Yeah. You'll enjoy them. Yeah. Yeah, they're great. Mint.
And then in Christchurch, we're playing with a group called Adam Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. No, he's great. We've had both of those bands in the studio. He's cool. Great. Well, it sounds like you guys have got good connections in the towns to play with the sweet bands as well.
Yeah. So. I think it's important to have good support acts as well. 100%. You know, so
$22 as well. That's mint.
Yeah, I think that's
well done.
Pretty reasonable. That's pre-sales. If you do pay on the door, it will be slightly more, but that just means it gives you more of a reason to get pre-sales, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. And we're going to go out on Clap Clap, right? You're taking us right back to the first EP, TV Knows Better. What can you tell us about Hospital Show? Give us some guff.
So, I mean, I didn't write the lyrics, but I think it's about...
Mint! No, that's what... Hey, whatever it means to you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
oh, fuck, you're in deep shit now.
Yeah. No, I actually think it's about a crazy... a girl who was quite crazy at a party and was just getting, like, way too overindulgent and, like... alcoholic substances and was just making a fool of herself at this party. I think that's actually what the song is about.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I could be completely wrong.
Have a brilliant tour.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done on 10 years, man. Clap that right. Well done.
Thanks.
She makes me out of control. She's dancing in the snow.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.